Somewhere outside of Oklahoma, we stopped for Pepsi in styrofoam cups and burgers in greasy parchment paper. My brother told me that if I snorted carbonated drink through double straws, my wish might come true. I hoped for another trailer house with fake wood paneling down the hallway, inhaled on plastic. And in England, a woman is strangled with twine by the man who repeatedly bought her body to use for sex, bound Barbie doll with duct tape, slashed her wrists. Neighbors heard her screaming. Hemingway smacked his lovers to tighten up his lines. Praise the simplicity of Hemingway's words. A dog barked. Rain fell on a telephone pole. She simply took the beating and did not seek help, the judge said. No woman expects the child they gave birth to will one day beat the life from them. Wilde commented on bloated red lines of his wife's body after their baby came, disgusted the portrait of Dorian Gray, frown lines appearing in cracked oil paint. Claire, beaten to death by her ex-partner, he had tinnitus. He attacked Claire's son with a nail gun. A green light glowing on a dock across a frothing lake, Fitzgerald might have taken his words from Zelda. I sniffed at Pepsi straws, their double-barrel liquid burning the inside of my sinuses. Watched my older brother double over in laughter. He was the first man to blacken my eye, to call me a cunt. My mother screamed, "Call 911. He's taking an axe to the front door." Sometimes I think of uncredited, drugged-out Marianne Faithfull, warbling gravel on a 1980s record. I wonder who taught Mick Jagger to play coos. I remember the first time I heard that word, in the early 90s, as a young girl, tongue slid out between mustachioed lips and uttered, "What a fucking bitch." A judge told him, "You are not ill, you are wicked." For Sophie, whose boyfriend beat her for 4 hours, breaking 11 of her ribs, her eye socket, and her nose. I remember my ex-husband told me once I was a sheep, a white lamb bathing in moonlight. For Mandy, whose husband stabbed her as she unloaded the dishwasher.